We mentioned last time that there's three basic components of the mitzvah of tshuva. The person stops the veira or corrects the mitzvah. Number one, azibas hachet. Number two, a person regrets what he has done, charata. And number three, a person has to express this. He has to admit to Kadosh Baruch Hu what he's done, known as vidui. The Rambam, when he discusses the mitzvah of vidui, he says a few points are important. Exactly, what are you supposed to be saying? What are you supposed to be doing when you say the vidui? The Rambam says that a person has to express, he has to verbally express these points which he has come to the conclusion in his heart. The mitzvah of vidui is not to say the words. The mitzvah of vidui is to express something which he has decided about in his mind. He was gomer b'libo, he's not going to do it. He said he's not going to do it again. In his heart, he feels that he regrets what he's done. Then he can express it. A person that does not feel any regrets, he cannot express that he feels regret because it's not the mitzvah of vidui. A person that does not plan to stop doing it, obviously there's no reason to say vidui because that the purpose of vidui is to express that which you've decided upon. So the mitzvah of vidui, you have to decide upon it. A person is going to read something in the vidui and say vidui, he really says, you know, I'm still doing this, you know. So there's no reason to say that part of the vidui. That it would be worthless to say that part of the vidui. So the Rambam says that the actual language of the Rambam lays out the actual language of the preferred vidui that he says which should be said, and it reads in the following way. It says, "Ona Hashem, please Hashem, chatosi avisi pshati, I've sinned l'fanecha, v'sisi kach v'kach, and I've done thus." And your person would insert whatever he did. "V'hinichamti, I regret it uboshi b'masai, and I'm embarrassed of what I've done. I'm not going to do it again." That is the Iker Lashon of Vidui, the Rambam says. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Teshuva. The mitzvah Vidui is to say, this is what I've done. I regret that I've done it. I will not do it again. That is the language of Vidui. But the Rambam in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam says, our Nusach of Vidui, which we say in Davening, the Iker Nusach of Vidui is Avol Anachta B'Avoseinu Chatanu. So how do you fulfill with Aval Anachta B'Avoseinu Chatanu what he said in the first parak? That you have to say out these three points. That I've done it, Aseinu Chatanu, I've done it. I regret that I've done it, and I will not do it again. So the first one of the three you've said, but you haven't said the second or the third. Apparently Chazal or Masakin, a language for us to say, which by the time you assume a person is getting to this point and saying it, he's sincere enough in that battle that he wants to correct it. So it means he regrets that he's done it, and he wants to correct it. But again, if a person knowingly knows himself that that's not true, he should really stop and think, in what way can I address this avera that I don't want to do it again, that I regret that I've done it? Otherwise, a person cannot really be saying vidui at that point in time. Have a good morning and have a good job.